Lord, for the meeting tonight. Speak to us tonight. Amen. Tonight we need to see that there's a big battle, a spiritual warfare. It's, as it says here on the outline, it's the biggest battle in the universe. And that consciousness we need to have. There are so many competitions in this world. And these days you have a lot of warfare between East and West, but it's actually all a big distraction from the true battle. The true battle is the kingdom of God versus the power of darkness. We need to realize this. The whole Bible talks about this huge battle. This battle is already ongoing for more than 6,000 years, and it hasn't stopped yet. But still, we are getting closer to the end of this age. And when we read Revelation 19 was mentioned, then we see how this battle will end. Revelation shows us that our Lord will win this battle. And with him are the faithful ones. It's wonderful to see. But yet, it is so important for us to see this conflict. It shows very clearly the situation. If we want to be overcomers, the devil wants to devour us. This dragon wants to eat you up. This battle began right at the beginning of the Bible. The first chapter in the Bible shows already how God created man. Wonderful in God's image as man and woman. And they shall what? Reign on earth. I found it so strong in that conference we had back then about the kingdom. This statement of God was a declaration of war towards the devil. He used to be the angel of light who ruled over the earth. And he ruled over the whole earth back then, and he still has the title to be the prince of this earth. But then God creates man in his image to reign. It's a declaration of war against the devil. Man is created to reign. And we all know the story very well. The devil didn't wait. He entered this garden and right away he influenced man and betrayed him. So you see, this whole battle is about mankind. God loves man, and the devil wants to destroy mankind. So this whole big warfare in the universe is about man's soul. And God has a lot he wants to do. And right at the beginning in the garden, God offers life to man, and the devil comes with death. He wants to eradicate mankind. Of course, the devil doesn't want man to take away his dominion. And God doesn't take away this dominion from the devil in his role as God, but he wants to do it through mankind. That's why the devil hates mankind. And the devil comes with death, but like a serpent. He doesn't label it death. He says, you get knowledge of good and evil. And until today, that's his strategy in this world. You can get away with a lot of evil things. With money and power, you can do a lot. But you can also make a decision to be for something good. And even with good things, without God, you can achieve a lot. And in both matters, the end is death. And that is this betrayal of the serpent. He wants to give you knowledge. He lets you decide between good or bad. But the result for both is death. So don't think something is just good, but only trust God's life. That's the situation on this earth today. Many want what is good, but without God, the end is the same perdition. And in a way, it's even worse because you don't realize it. For example, religion is just like that. It looks good outwardly, but it's so corrupted. And the serpent and man, there's enmity between the two right from the get-go. But God gave a promise already. The seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head, but not without a battle. And now we jump right away to the end of the Bible, Revelation 12. It's a wonderful picture you see here, a spiritual picture that summarizes the whole battle. We see the serpent has developed, became a great red dragon in the meantime. And at the beginning of Revelation 12, we see there is a woman. So there is this sign in the heavens, which is, first of all, a woman. So that's supposed to be a woman who has 12 stars, a garland of 12 stars. This woman is people of God. The 12 stars shows the time until with Abraham and Abel and all these so-called forefathers. And the moon is the shadow of the sun, so it shows the old covenant, Israel. And then it says she's clothed with the sun. The sun is the reality in the new covenant when the Lord Jesus came. So that's a wonderful sign and picture of this whole woman. But within this woman, let me use green, it's the man-child. Which is also part of the woman. And we read about this male-child. And it says here, verse 5, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. That's the purpose of this male child. And we see in Revelation very clearly that this ruling over all nations is a reward for the overcomers. Revelation chapter 2, we see this is a reward for overcoming, that you can reign with Christ with a rod of iron over the nations. And we see the whole people of God is called a woman in the scriptures. God is the man, the husband, and God's people is the woman. And it's a spiritual picture showing that the people of God are spiritually weak. We see that throughout history. Somebody just read about Joshua and Caleb. You had 10 messengers who said one thing and 2 who said the other thing. And the people of God believes the majority and doesn't dare to enter the good land. They are weak. They are afraid. But Joshua and Caleb, they stand on God's word. God gave them the promise, and they are overcomers because they believe what God promised. God said it. And but then sometimes you think, not for me. Yes, it is for you. Take it for yourself. This is what overcoming means. Joshua and Caleb, they were part of this male child. Male, spiritually, is a spiritual meaning. So it's brothers and sisters who believe in the Word of God and who mingle the Word of God with faith, with the spirit of faith. This is what makes you male and strong. Like the word says, be male and be strong. And this male child believes God's promise. And you see it throughout the whole Bible. Also in the church history, the past 2,000 years. We as God's people, when the Lord gives me light, I realize I am weak and fallen. We sang the song, in your light we see that we fail and are weak, but in the word there is strength. And it's good to say, to proclaim like in this song, Lord, we are so strong through your word that abides in us. We overcome the enemy all the time. Amen. And we heard. In the first few messages, the overcomer lives in us. He gave us his word. And by faith, we can claim this. And we should say this with courage. Thank you, Lord. You make us overcomers. No matter what happens, I believe in your word. Amen. And the devil is not that interested in the woman. What is he interested in? He wants to devour the male child. Verse 4, the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. We need to see this. The dragon, he hates the woman, but he's not that interested in the woman, but this male child. This is what is a problem for the devil. Sometimes the woman even helps him. These 10 messengers, they helped the devil. They said, oh no, don't go into this good land. And until today, the majority of Christians, they are captured in religion. And religion prevents God's purpose. So it's already a big loss for the devil, for each one who is transferred from darkness into God's kingdom through faith in Jesus Christ. But then, the devil wants each born-again Christian to become part of that weak woman, go into it. Any church, sing a few songs, hear a message, and go home. Good enough. When you have such a church who on Sunday has a good sermon, a few songs, do you think the devil is afraid of such a church? He even assists in building that. Babylon is Satan's masterpiece. He builds it. There he can put all the believers, keep them in captivity. But we are in a spiritual warfare. It's not about having a nice church and hearing a good sermon on Sunday and sing good songs that make us rejoice. That's not what it's all about. But we are now at the end of this age. And the Lord wants to have such a male child that believes in His Word. And most part of the male child is already complete. We are at the end of the age. And many saints who are part of this male child, who lived before us, they wait for us. And the world is already evil enough. Maybe we don't see it because we live in a bubble. I have my children, a nice job, and I may not realize how evil this world is. But this world is so corrupted. But the Lord wants us to be perfected. So, once this male child is ready, it will be raptured. So, it's not that the world has to become even more evil, and that's what God is waiting for. No. We even, in a way, prevent the world from becoming more evil through our prayer. But the male child, once the last number has been added to the male child and also to the first fruits, then the male child will be raptured to God. And then what happens? Verse 7, what happens? And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So, it's already decided that the dragon will be cast out. But until today, there is a place in heaven where the dragon and his angels are. And from there, they condemn the brothers. This dragon is the accuser of the brethren. If you read the book of Job at the beginning, you see he's an accuser. He comes to God's throne to accuse. But once this male child is raptured, the dragon is cast out. And he is cast down to the earth. And it says, his place is no longer found in heaven. After a short war in heaven, they are all cast down. And now they are limited to this earth. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. And if you continue to read, he opens the pit. And he lets the Antichrist come out. And this Antichrist, the beast, has 42 months to work on earth. And the Bible talks about the last 7 years who are separated into two halves. The second half is described as 42 months, 3.5 years, 1,260 days. That's the same time when the male child is raptured and the woman has to flee into the wilderness.
Aber das passt alles nicht. Ja, diese 1200
These 1260 days show us very clearly in Revelation 12, it talks about the end of this age. We are in the second half of the last week. Week being the last 7 years. And it moved me a lot to realize how close we can be to this time. There is a certain probability that we are already in the last 7 years. So this means that what is written here about this dragon, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon that he is cast out of heaven. It's hard to imagine. The male child goes up and the dragon is cast out. And it's going to happen soon. We don't know how soon, but very soon. So that's why there's so much confusion on this earth and the devil fights so much. He wants to devour this male child. So therefore, we need to be watchful. And this question, do you want to be overcomers? So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that you are the dragon's main goal. So the dragon mainly attacks the overcomers. He wants to devour this male child. Because this male child is dangerous for the devil. Christ in the overcomers is so dangerous for the devil. The Bible shows us we need to be conscious of this battle and put on the whole armor of God. Without this armor, it's not good to fight the battle. And right at the beginning of this portion in Ephesians 6, it says this armor is to be equipped against the systematic attacks of the devil. Systematic means day and night. He accuses the brethren. It's an enemy who systematically operates day and night. And the way he fights is, yeah, with a system in various ways. If you look today into modern warfare, it's changing drastically. A lot of things happen that people don't realize. A lot today is cyber warfare. Things are hacked. People use social media. So, modern warfare, you use social media to influence people. There are whole units, departments, who try to manipulate people's opinion, to influence your opinion. How many times the enemy comes like a serpent in secrecy. That's the battle today. You send a lot of secret agents and they try to cause division, confusion. They bribe people. They use the mainstream media. And that's how also the serpent operates. The serpent brings something into the church to cause enmity between one brother and the other. And the Christians, they even kill each other at some point. They fight each other. The enemy doesn't have to come like the great red dragon with huge cannons and bombs and persecute Christians through the government. No, he comes in a way with cyber warfare. He sows something into your heart, pride, a little pride, that you still want to achieve something. Honor. You want to have your honor. And you don't get it. And you think, oh, what is this? I need to leave. There are so many things where the enemy tries to distract you. Because he systematically attacks you and you don't realize it. That's the problem. So in the end today, a whole state can collapse without an outward battle. That's modern warfare. And the enemy also uses deception, the power of the soul. So in the end times, the devil will do a lot of powerful works to influence people with supernatural things. He's a deceiver. So his name is the great red dragon, the old serpent, the devil, the confuser. He operates in so many various ways. And we should not be unaware of what he plans to do. So we don't want to know the depths of Satan, but we need to know the enemy. We should not be naive. Many times I only see the beautiful things in this world. I don't see how fallen it is. I met one sister, I said, oh, Geneva is such a beautiful city. And she answered, telling me three things that happened there. And I thought, whoa. This is evil. So, I don't see this with my natural eyes. I don't see what the enemy does. But if we realize that the enemy he dug a pit for you and he wants to cause you to fall. The moment you realize this, that's the battle is almost won. If you have thoughts like the others may accomplish it, but I can't, this is a thought that the enemy sends. But if you realize that you are in a battle, that such thoughts are attacks of the enemy, then you can turn to the overcomer and the battle is won. Amen. Praise the Lord.